Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Running Gamer. I am your host, The Running Gamer, where I don't have a victim today. I mean, a volunteer, mostly because I am just been awful with planning. And I just wanted to take, a little bit of time here just to give you a rundown of some housekeeping things or what's going on for season two of the Rebirth of the Running Gamer, as well as talk about a chill game that I have played recently that I think you all should give it a try or at least put it on your radar. So that's why this episode is a little more chill. It's just going to be me talking the whole entire time here. So if you don't like my voice, you can always show up next week where I'm going to have our usually scheduled program. And next week for sure we are doing God of War Ragnarok. I can already hear angry people right now saying, where is it? Since I made claims already that it's gonna happen here, literally working on it, and it will be released next week from this episode we're releasing now. But in the meantime, some other housekeeping things is we do have a Twitter, and I'm semi-active on Twitter. I am on Instagram as well. Not very active on there, but if you guys want to interact with me on Instagram, I can be active there. Twitter is just more of my little niche thing there. And both of handles are at The Running Gamer Cast. You can easily find me there. You can also Google the show and the scroll a little bit. I know, scrolling, right? If you scroll a little bit, you'll be able to find my Twitter handle and certainly my Instagram handle. I have checked. They're both there on the first page when you Google the show's name. And one last thing, when you also Google there, either you can find it in the description of any of the podcast episodes, or you can actually scroll a little bit further down after you find the Twitter and Instagram and give a follow there. You can also subscribe to Patreon. So Patreon, it's the original OnlyFans, if some of you want a clear vision what that is here. But it's where, I post things exclusively to Patreon. So there are some episodes that you can't hear anymore that are only found on the Patreon, as well as there are episodes that release early. So if you want to hear content earlier, it is $2 a month. Not a heavy load on you, but it does mean a lot to me and the rest of my little cast of misfits that I have joined me here for talks about video games, music, and movies, and a little bit of TV. We did cover The Last of Us last episode, so, which, by the way, it's a great show. No spoilers for what's happened. If you play the game, you kind of know what's going to happen, but it's still a great show. The starting tier, it is $2. And then if you want to give a little bit more, at $5, you can actually interact with me way more than usual. Those people get first serve, first come, attention, basically. So if you want to make sure you get ideas to me, want to yell at me and make sure I see it, $5, and you can interact with me a lot more. And then we do have a higher tier of $15. We're bringing back Twitch streaming. So I did Twitch in my absence, and it worked out pretty well. So anyone in the $15 tier, we'll get to pick a game. I will stream it for a couple hours, not promising that I will finish it. There's only so many games I can speed run in a couple of hours. Kingdom Hearts being most of those games that I can speed run. Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2 in particular. Kingdom Hearts 3, I can kind of speed run. I haven't paid that much attention to speed running it, but maybe we should give that a try here. Anyway, just to let you know, there are three tiers. And as always, if you want to get people If you want to get involved more in the show is yours just as much as mine here. Obviously, I have an ultimate say of what goes up and what doesn't, but I do love feedback from others, and I want to make it a great experience for you because we had a great community going before the whole copyrighted stuff happened, and I really just want to get that back. So if you know, tell your friends I'm back officially. You know, we do got a new logo. It is still me. And I hope you've enjoyed the ride so far. And then we got many more rides to go. Starting off with God of War Ragnarok. And then maybe, just maybe, we'll talk about Elden Ring after that. And then we got a bunch of new games that I have completed that we can talk about as well in my absence here. So we're going to do a bunch of new games, but we're also going to, you know, stick to the classics. And classics, I mean, you know, we got a bunch of older games that like have been slept on or haven't really been covered, or I covered them in my last first iteration of the show and I didn't really care for it. So, you know, we might redo a few more, but not a whole lot. It's mostly going to be new content. So, everyone that has been loyal to the Running Gamer, you'll still get your new content and you'll get some updated information as well for the old content as well. Lastly, you know, I didn't want to leave you here with just like a simple news update here. I wanted to talk about real quickly a very small game that was brought to my attention and it released about a month ago now from the time of recording this. It's called Sky Children of the Light. And some people are already yelling at me. It didn't release like almost a month ago. It has been out since 2019. You are correct. It has been out since 2019. In December of 2022, it released for the PlayStation 4. So that was the first time I became aware of it. But the game originally came out for iOS. So your iPhone users, you had this game exclusively to yourself for a while. Almost a year before Android users got the chance to do it in 2020. Nintendo Switch got its own little port of it back in 2021. And then in 2022, they stuck it on the PlayStation 4. So those are very, very common systems. So if you want to give this a try, you have no reason to not give this a try unless you have gone all in on Xbox and PC and you refuse to use your cell phone for any gaming content whatsoever. So what is Sky Children of the Light? So this is essentially a social adventure type game. So the whole premise of the game is you are a character. By the way, the people that made this is called That Game Company. That's literally their name. I'm not just being funny here. They've made games like Flow and Flower. Very tranquil games, relaxing games. Very little stress at all. So if you like those types of games, this game is for certainly for you. And I've also covered Journey and Flow and Flower, all of those before in a previous episode as well, if you want a little background on what those games are all about. But this game, kind of same vibe. So you are a little creature, a person thing. I don't really quite know what you are. And you're kind of going through the world, kind of exploring it, you know, lighting candles, rescuing spirits and resurrecting memories. Throughout this whole entire process, you can't interact with any other players. So that's the social aspect of it. As you're playing, you'll see, I'm going to call ghosts. I think the game has a different definition of these players, but players are actively playing the game the same time as you are. You'll see they're a ghost, essentially. You can't really interact with them. There's no way text box. There's no mic capabilities or audio capabilities. So as you're playing and encountering more and more spirits and unlocking more items, you're able to actually gain new forms of communication. You can even send gifts to these different people that you run into while you're playing the game. And because of that, it kind of really encouraged you to explore a lot of the world. Start interacting with people. They'll give you gifts, which you can use to buy, you know, more customization for your characters. You can get musical instruments. You know, you can show expression so people can kind of figure out what you're trying to tell them or experience what you are trying to do. And also, you can customize them. Your character wears a cape. The cape allows your character to fly. You will do a lot of flying in this game. Flying from temple to temple to find all these different spirits and unlocking all these memories. I will say, at least on PlayStation 5, the flying is not the best. It does feel a little clunky at times. I did accidentally fly from my starting point. I got lost in clouds, and you're taking place in clouds, by the way. So you're flying through the clouds, and I accidentally got lost, and the camera kind of fights you a little bit, at least on the PlayStation 4 version. So I actually got turned around and flew all the way back to the starting point where I first took off because I got turned around that bad. Not to say that this game is not terrible or bad because of that experience, but the game is made for a certain type of person. Game is really made for people that really want that relaxing experience, that really don't want the stress of, you know, playing Call of Duty and getting yelled at by people you don't know, or even single player games where, you know, you have time limits and you have escort missions and you're doing this and that and you gotta keep track of a whole map of a world, you know, like Zelda. It's really not like that. It's strictly open world. You can go anywhere. No real agenda besides hanging out with people and spending time with them. You know, there's relaxing music playing in the whole entire background. What's really cool about this game is it has content that is seasonal. So the seasonal content is kind of like, think about your Fortnite stuff, free to play. But it kind of started off in 2019, and then it goes for a bit of time, I guess you could say. But there has been lots and lots of seasons since this game has really came out. The season of Aurora is just ending right now, so I don't know what the next season is supposed to be for the game. But just so you know, they're constantly updating to this game and giving it more content for you and your friends to hang out. So if that's up your jam, you know, I guess you could call this like a walking simulator of some type. Since you do a lot of flying, you can argue it's a flying simulator. But it's very calm, chill type of game. There's some people that is their jam and you're going to love it. And then there's some people that doesn't mesh well for them. For myself, I am more of the Final Fantasy Kingdom Hearts deal, as you've known if you ever listened to at least a minute of my show. So this is kind of not up my alley, but I did find myself, you know, sitting down and kind of enjoying like the relaxation the game's trying to do. And I wanted to let you all be aware that, you know, this is something that you all can pick up right now and play. I believe the whole entire game itself is free to play. So why not? You know, give it something to try. It is truly relaxing and something different out there. Especially if you play Journey or Flower. You know, this is right up your alley. All right. So that is pretty much all I had for you. So I was able to carve out almost 15 minutes of just straight talking by myself here. Thank you for listening. I do appreciate you. Like I said earlier, you can go on Twitter or even Instagram and let me know, you know, your thoughts on things, what games I should be covering as we progress through these winter and spring months. I always take a break in the summertime, so be sure to note in the summertime I will take about a 2 weeks break. After that, we'll finish off the year with season 3, and I appreciate you for tuning in, and feel free to give your boy 5 stars and like it wherever you find your local podcast. If you want to get 4 stars or lower, that's what Twitter's for. Just yell at me. I am very active on Twitter, so feel free to do so. I appreciate you again. Can't say that enough. Thank you for listening. You take care. Bye-bye.